And this administration today, here and now, declares unconditional war on poverty in America.
Well, that was the voice of former U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson as he delivered his first State of the Union speech back in 1964. His goal was clear: to eradicate poverty in America. However, a new report released this week shows that the number of Americans living in poverty is at the highest level since the mid-1960s. After 48 years of failed policies and over $15 trillion worth of taxpayers' money spent, America's war on poverty has been an absolute disaster. Today, nearly 50 million Americans are living below the poverty income line, and that's one out of every six Americans. But how is the poverty line defined? The government defines a family of four that earns less than $23,000 per year as living below or beneath the poverty line. Sadly, 20% of America's children live in homes that are considered to be at or below the poverty line. And this may be hard to believe, but over 1 million U.S. public school students are homeless. Never before in our nation's history have more Americans been utterly dependent upon assistance from the federal government. Many Americans have become virtually addicted to cradle-to-grave care from the government. Today, over 128 million Americans receive money from the government every single month. Let me repeat that. Over 128 million Americans, or 41% of the entire American population, receive some form of financial assistance from the federal government each and every month. And that is according to a well-documented study released by the Heritage Foundation. And these numbers are not going down. Instead, they are climbing every single month. For example, today, nearly 50 million Americans receive food stamps. That's up from just 17 million Americans just 12 years ago. Another 9 million Americans today are collecting federal disability payments. That's more than three times as many Americans living in the entire city of Chicago. That number has risen every single month since January of 1997. And don't expect things to improve anytime soon. The federal government continues to adopt tragically flawed policies that stifle economic growth and inhibit innovation and ingenuity. These inept policies coming out of Washington have crippled the U.S. economy and have led to a drastic increase in unemployment levels and a decrease in personal incomes across the nation for those who still have a job. Oh, and let's not forget to mention that the federal government is bankrupt, with over $16 trillion in current debt and over $120 trillion in future unfunded obligations to our nation's citizens, the federal government is in big financial trouble. There is no doubt that the United States is going to continue suffering a terrible economic decline in the months and years ahead. The only way to protect yourself from the coming collapse of the U.S. government is to begin making a plan and preparing now. Thankfully, there is a growing abundance of good materials out online and in bookstores on how to prepare for such a collapse. Our organization, too, has created a free online financial guide for you called The 5 Levels of Financial Freedom. You can begin reading it now right on our website at ftmdaily.com/5levels. The collapse that's going to strike America will be severe. It will be sustained, and it will be devastating to millions of people. But you do not have to be one of them. Take action now. Get prepared. And stay tuned to Follow the Money Radio. We will be here to keep you informed as we rush headlong into the greatest economic crisis in world history.